Brian Negus, General Manager, Public Policy at RACV, joins us. Hi, Brian.
Good morning, Peter.
Brian, have you seen an increase in this? Are people actually doing this and not leaving their details after an accident?
Well, we haven't had any definite trend, Peter, but we've actually had, anecdotally, people say, yeah, this has happened to me. I've in a car park or on a road, someone's crashed into me and not left their details. But equally, I've had, you know, a couple of people in the last sort of, you know, several months now say, look, yeah, someone's obviously run into my car, big dent in the side. But wasn't it nice? There was a bit of paper under the windscreen wipers and left their name and address and I gave them a call. So it sort of works both ways, but it's pretty unacceptable stuff, as I think you said. It's pretty almost un-Australian, I think Kate said. And now the fair go principle would say, you know, you should really leave your details, apart from which the law says that too.
Well, that's the other thing, Brian, and what I wonder is how many people bother, A, reporting it to police if it does happen, because you kind of feel like they're busy enough as it is, and also whether people report it to their insurance company or not, because if the damage is sort of, the value of the damage is under the excess, there's a fair chance no one's ever going to find out about it, are they?
True. Actually, you don't need to report it to the police, Kate, just need to, you know, the law says basically you should exchange, you know, names and addresses with the other party. And if there's no other party there, then you're required to leave your details as distinct from that. The police don't need to be involved unless there's some injury. That's the only time the police, by law, need to be involved. But yes, if the damage is pretty minor, someone sort of thinks, oh, look, I won't report it, I'll just get it fixed up with me mate or something, and they don't bother about any details, which is pretty unacceptable.
And I assume the other thing, Brian, we would hope is that maybe if people witness that sort of thing but aren't involved, even if they can leave details for the cars that they see, it might help along the way?
Yeah, in fact, I've had someone sort of rang us up the other month, actually, and said precisely that. They'd seen someone run into a car. They took the number plate of the vehicle, left it under the windscreen wiper, and, you know, for the person when they came back. So if that person went to Vic Roads, they could sort of, you know, get the details eventually.